At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Daily Positivity Podcast.
In a small village nestled amidst rolling hills, there lived a young and eager student named Akira. Known for his intellect and analytical mind, Akira had a habit of overthinking every situation he encountered. His mind would wander into a labyrinth of endless possibilities, often causing him distress and confusion. One day, Akira heard of a renowned Zen master who resided on a remote mountain. Determined to seek guidance for his overthinking tendencies, he embarked on a long journey to meet the master. After days of arduous travel, Akira finally arrived at the humble abode of the Zen master. The master, an old and serene figure, greeted Akira with a warm smile. Sensing the young man's restlessness, he invited Akira to sit beside him under the shade of a towering oak tree. Birds chirped melodiously, and a gentle breeze rustled the leaves, creating a tranquil ambiance. Akira, unable to contain his curiosity any longer, blurted out, "Master, I struggle with overthinking. My mind is constantly flooded with thoughts, making it difficult for me to find peace. Please teach me how to overcome this burden." The Zen master listened intently and then nodded knowingly. He beckoned Akira to look at a nearby stream that flowed gracefully over smooth stones. "Do you see that stream, young one?" the master asked. Akira followed the master gaze and nodded, his eyes fixed on the meandering water. "Imagine," the master began, "if that stream were to stop flowing and became stagnant, the water would become murky and lose its vitality. It would no longer be able to support the vibrant life that thrives within it." Akira pondered over the master's words, still unsure of their meaning. The Zen master continued, "In the same way, your thoughts are like the water in that stream. They are meant to flow freely, to come and go without attachment. But when you hold on to them..."
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you try to control and analyze every single one, they lose their natural rhythm and become burdensome. Akira's brow furrowed, seeking clarity. "Master, how can I learn to let go of these thoughts? They seem to have a grip on me." The master smiled gently and reached for a small pebble near his side. He held it up and asked Akira, "Tell me, what is the nature of this pebble?" Akira examined the pebble, its smooth surface fitting perfectly in the palm of his hand. "It is a pebble, master," he replied. The master nodded. But instead of setting the pebble down, he closed his hand tightly, clutching it. "Now, what is the nature of this pebble?" the master asked again. Akira hesitated, realizing that the pebble's true nature was concealed by the master's close hand. "I cannot say for certain, master. Its nature is hidden from view." The Zen master smiled knowingly and gently pried open his hand, allowing the pebble to rest in his open palm. "The pebble, like your thoughts, can only be understood when you let go and observe its true nature," the master explained. "When you hold on to your thoughts tightly, you block their natural flow and become entangled in their complexities. But when you release your grip and observe them without judgment, they lose their power over you." Akira's eyes widened as he contemplated the master's wisdom. In that moment, a profound realization washed over him. He understood that overthinking was not a problem to be solved, but a habit to be transformed through awareness and acceptance. From that day forward, Akira learned to observe his thoughts without clinging to them. He discovered the freedom that comes from allowing them to pass through his mind like clouds in the vast sky. He embraced the simplicity of being present in each moment, letting go of the need to dissect and analyze every thought that arose.
The Daily Positivity Podcast. Daily Positivity Podcast.
At Ritual, we know what goes into the holiday season. The potluck planning, the gift giving, the spreadsheets. So this new year, take a moment for yourself with science-backed support that puts you first. So whether you're focusing on supporting foundational health with a clean vegan multivitamin or supporting your gut health with Symbiotic Plus, do it with 30% off your first month at ritual.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.